JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Young people, it's your time. It's Youth Month. Stay tuned to hear about activities planned for you across the island. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome to the program. Stay with us. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna will interact directly with young persons across the country through Pandikana reasoning sessions as part of activities for Youth Month being observed in November. These sessions are planned for Albertown Trelawney on November 7, Somerset St. Thomas November 14, and Gregory Park St. Catherine November 21. The theme for Youth Month is Youth Advance, Not Leaving It to Chance. Minister Hanna is inviting you to participate in a Twitter Youth Summit on November 20, where ministry staff will host an online discussion on the real challenges facing youth, using the hashtags YouthSummitJA and Not Leaving It to Chance. The minister will be taking part in a high-level meeting with fellow ministers, focusing on youth development on November 19. Additionally, a national youth conference is to be held on November 26 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus. Also scheduled for the month is a youth grand market to be held in Montego Bay St. James on November 29. The event will focus on entrepreneurship and provide young business people with an opportunity to market their products and services. It will include business development clinics, a technology hub featuring animation, robotics, and mobile app development, resume writing and job interview techniques, as well as an exposition of work and study opportunities. Entrepreneurship 101 training sessions are to be held November 17 to 19 at the St. Elizabeth Youth Information Center. Additionally, personal development sessions are planned across the island from November 18 to 28 at Youth Information Centers in Trelawney, Portland, Clarendon, Hanover, St. James, St. Catherine, St. Mary, and Manchester. Other activities include a child research conference to be held at the Jamaica Conference Center on November 5 to 6, the Hanover Art Fair and Skills Expo at the Lucy Bus Stop on November 7, the Trelawney Social Services Fair November 12, and a community-based youth organization sports challenge Treasure Beat St. Elizabeth on November 22. Go to youthjamaica.com for more information.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower our youth to contribute meaningfully to building and strengthening the communities to which they belong. Vision 2030, the roadmap guiding Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
My mom may work in the banana field, eastern banana, to grow us, and my father's work in the cane field, cut cane, that he'll turn security guard, that he'll now die. And we have to walk from Duckensill to Stokes, our secondary school, on the white road. And normally they didn't have any food to give us. We have to brought the cane and eat when lunchtime. We come and brought the cane and eat for lunch. And more time we have to go school barefoot or in slanders because they didn't have it to support us. My name is Anne Simmons and I'm born in Duckensill.
Remember to share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Send tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory along with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout, JA. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Joel Samuels. And until we do this again, what good?
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.